Zogt eilige Mishnah Vayter, Masechtas Klayim, Perikei Mishnah Gimel, Charitz, Shehu Oiver, Bekere. We have a trench that runs through here in the ground, in a vineyard. Amek Atzara, it's deep 10 Tvachim, Verachav Arba, it's wide 4 Tvachim. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, Vayim Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov says, Im Haya, if this Charitz, Mefulish, goes through and through, Meirosh HaKerem V'Atzayfai, from the beginning of the Kerem until the end, if you were in this charitz, you could walk from the beginning of the kerem to the end of the kerem. Come in one side, come out the other side. Hereza nira, so here we have the appearance. Kibein shnei kramim. This is a place in between two vineyards. Therefore, the zaydim will be mutter to plant betaychai inside. It's called a hefsik and a different rishus. Now a place that's deep 10 tefachim and wide, 4 by 4 tefachim and on, is considered a rishus on its own. For example, in regard to Shabbos, it's called a rishus hayachid. So if I have this kind of a charitz running through a kerem, and it goes through and through, from one side to the other, it's considered a separate place, and you can plant inside it. Weiter sagt de Mishnah, v'im lav, if it doesn't run through and through. In other words, if I climbed into this charitz, and I followed it into the kerem, I'll come to a dead end. It won't take me to the other side. Hereu kegas. Then this trench or ditch has a din of a gas. A gas means a wine press. That was a big place where they poured all the grapes in. And then they would like dance on it or walk on it or press it to get the juice out. The hagas shebekerem. A gas that's in a vineyard, which is Amuka Asara, deep 10 Tvachim. Urechava Arba, and wide 4 Tvachim. So here there's a machlaikis. Rabbi Eliezer says, Zaydim, you can plant Pesachah inside. It's considered a place on its own. It's not a chalik of the vineyard. Whereas Rechachamim, Eisrim. Rechachamim say, no, you can't. Because Saif Kotsaif, it's surrounded by the Kerem. And Mimela, it's not called a place separated from the Kerem. That's why, if it's not mefulish, if it doesn't go through and through, the charitz would have the din of the gas, where we have this machlokes. Vayter says the Mishnah, Shemeira shebekerem. What's a shemeira? It's a stone or some type of a pile of earth in the middle of the kerem. Comes up a little higher. And the watchman of the kerem stands or sits on this, so you can see from the distance. That's how you can make sure that there's no problem with the kerem. So shemeira, from the word shemer, place where the shomer sits, shebekerem, that's in a kerem, which is gavaya sara, high 10 tefachim, urechav arba, and wide 4 tefachim. Zayin betaycha, you can plant actually on it, it's considered a separate place, and not a chelik of the vineyard. Wait a second, does this elevated area have to go from one side to the other? Does it have to be mefulish? And the answer is no. Well, why is it different than the charitz? And the answer is because it's raised above. It's not mamish surrounded with the Avir HaKerem because it's higher up. However, says the Mishnah, the imhaya seyar choisesh, if the branches of the vine intermingled one with the other on top of this post, on top of the shemeira, also then you would not be able to plant on it. A machtesh is something that we use to bang and grind things with. Seir literally means here, but that's what it looks like. It's just a mushel. It means that the branches of the gefen are like banging into each other. Like this hammer that you bang against the machtesh to grind things. So you no longer get the sense that the mound over here is a separate thing from the kerem. Now it kind of becomes part of the kerem. So chazing over our Mishnah, Sechtes Klayim Perik Hey. Mishnah Gimel, if there is a ditch or a trench that passes through a vineyard, it's deep 10 tefachim and wide 4. That makes it a separate rishus. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov says, if it runs completely through, it's mefulish, from one end to the other, then what's inside the ditch appears to be totally separate area. As a result, it breaks up the vineyard into two separate vineyards, and you can plant inside it. However, if this charitz does not run through and through, and it has the same din of a gas, which would be a wine press, big place where they would throw in the grapes and then dance on it. That's what they used to do, or press it some other way. What's the din with Hagas in a Kerem, which is deep 10 and wide 4? According to Rabbi Eliezer, you could plant inside, but the Chachamim say no. And the reason the Chachamim say no is because it's surrounded by the Kerem. That's the same problem with the Charitz. It doesn't go through and through. It's surrounded at least by three sides. Then we have like a high place, a watchman's mound inside a vineyard. If it's high 10 and wide 4, you can plant on it, even if it doesn't go through and through, unless the vine branches from both sides are entangled on top of it.